Friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this edition of the Archie Hardy program, as once again we declare to you, souls are crying and men are dying. We must do all we can to win the lost at any cost. And the message you will hear today is a great witnessing tool that will help you to share God's love with those who need to know. I'm Sharon Knotts, and I'm happy to introduce this message that I preached at Faith Tabernacle Church, the greatest offer ever made. John 3:16 is the greatest story ever told of the greatest offer ever made by the greatest person who ever lived. You may think you've heard all there is to preach about this verse, but I urge you to listen to this message today, and your eyes will be opened and your heart enlightened to this truth in a way you've never experienced before. Both comforting and convicting, the greatest offer ever made will flood your heart with the power of the gospel. And now the message.
The angel told Mary that Holy Ghost will come upon you and overshadow you, and that holy thing that will be born of you will be the Son of God, because his Father is Almighty God. And then he said, and you will call his name Jesus, because that means Jehovah is our salvation, because he will save his people from their sins. Amen? So he said, no man has seen God at any time. The only way that we can see or know God is that Jesus Christ, the Son, reveals him to us. Amen? Now, Matthew 11:27 says, all things are delivered of me of my Father. Jesus said this. And he said, and no man knows the Son but the Father, neither knoweth the Father save the Son. 1 John 5:11. And this is the record that God has given us. He has given to us eternal life. And that life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in him. One more verse. He that abides in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. Now, all of these verses I've quoted out of 1 John and John to show you, and there are many more. I'm just giving you a few. I'm trying to show you that if you want to know God Almighty, who created you, your Father, whether you're on speaking terms with him or not, he's your Father. Amen? A lot of folks are not on speaking terms with their mom and dad. Amen? God wants to be on daily speaking terms with you. And the only way that he can get to you is that he sent Jesus, his Son, to be identified with you and me, that he put life in the Son. And when we believe on the Son, then we have life and we have fellowship with the Father. And there's no one else that can do that for Jesus. You can't do it on your own. I can't do it on my own. Let me tell you something that happened to Jesus not long before he was crucified. He went up into a mountain, and he took with him three disciples, James, John, and Peter. Those were the three that he often took out of the 12. Those three were like his bosom disciples. They went up on the mount, which is called Transfiguration, and while they were up there, Jesus went apart while Peter, James, and John were here. He went apart, and all of a sudden, the glory of God was manifested on Jesus Christ. And John and Peter both describe it in their letters that you can read about. And the glory that came on Jesus was so powerful that he radiated like the sun. That his clothes literally were glowing. They were glowing. In fact, in their limited understanding of anything, they didn't quite know how to say it. They said his clothes were whiter than if you used Tide with bleach. That's basically what they said. That no fuller's white can whiten. Fuller's white, it means bleach. It's got chlorine in there somewhere. It was so white, but you see, that's just so weak. That's so anemic. It was much more than that. He glowed as though laser beams were coming out of him. And while they were watching this sight, the Bible says they were sore afraid. Whenever you come into the presence of something that's so powerfully supernatural, your human body just begins to tremble because it's just not used to the power of God. And then appeared unto him Moses and Elijah. How many know they're from the Old Testament? They're prophets from long ago. We know that Moses died and God buried him. And we know that Elijah was raptured and never died yet. And so they appeared unto Jesus and started talking to him about his death and his crucifixion. You know, they were telling him, now this is what's going to happen. This is exactly what's going to be. And how many know that I believe that's why when Jesus went into Gethsemane, he was having so much struggle and so much sorrow, is because he remembered very well what Elijah and Moses told him was going to happen. And remember, he finally said, not my will, but thine be done. But let's get back to the mountain. And now Elijah and Moses went, and the glory left, and Jesus was back like they were used to seeing him. And they're walking down the mountain to go back. And Peter always has to find something to say. He's always getting inspired. He said, oh, Jesus, I'm so glad you let us come up here with you so we could see this. I'm so glad. And I got a good idea. How about if we build 3 tabernacles up here on this mountain? One for Moses and one for Elijah and one for you. And while he was speaking, you read it. It says, while he was speaking, a cloud came down and covered them. And a voice spoke out of that cloud and said, this is my beloved son, hear him. In other words, how dare you put Jesus Christ on the same par? How dare you put Moses and Elijah on the same par as Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Hear him. Amen. He's my beloved son, because Jesus will not share his glory with anybody. Not Moses, not Elijah, no one. So that brings us to the next part of it. That whosoever believeth in him. In who? Jesus, the only begotten Son of God. You've got to believe that Jesus is the Savior. Not Allah, or Muhammad, or Buddha, or Confucius, or Hare Krishna. Amen? Not even Moses. Not Peter, and not the Pope. But Jesus Christ. Jesus will not share the same page on the history books of time with any of these. He stands apart from all because he is the Son of God. Amen. Turn in John 14 and 6. Just have to flip over a few pages and you'll be there. And we'll read this one together. You ready? Okay, let's go. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. How many know that's not politically correct? If Jesus wanted to be politically correct today, he would have had to say, I know the way, or I'll show you the way. But that's not what he said. What did he say? I am the way. Somebody says, well, don't all roads lead to heaven? How many hear people say that today? Well, all roads lead to heaven. What does the Bible say? Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given whereby we must be saved. How many know that's absolute? You see, Christianity is inclusive in that as whosoever let him come, anyone. But it's exclusive in that Jesus alone is the way. Amen? You can't stand Muhammad or Allah or Buddha or any of these others up next to Jesus. He said, I am the way. Amen? So no, all roads don't lead to heaven. Islam says, listen up now, I'm not going to tell you everything, but I'm going to give you some points. Islam says that Jesus is not the Son of God. Islam holds that God does not have a son. And they believe that Jesus was just a prophet and he was not crucified. Well, if Jesus wasn't crucified, there goes your salvation. because there's no one that can atone for himself, because sin cannot atone for sin. It takes someone sinless to pay the price for sin. Judaism says that Jesus is not the Messiah. Buddhism says you have to achieve nirvana. And that comes after about 547 reincarnations. You come back about 547 times, maybe once as a monkey, or another time as a rat, or another time you might be a cockroach, or another time you may be a king or whatever. But about after 547 reincarnations, you will reach nirvana. That's ultimate. I'm not really sure they ever define what it is, but whatever it is, it's the ultimate. The Bible says in Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, is there something after that? Yes, the judgment. Amen? Humanism does not acknowledge the Creator. Humanism teaches that we all came from, we climbed from slime, we all came from some, they don't really, never really tell you what the origin is. They can never, they really never, you can't nail them down. Darwinism never nailed down how life began. But we evolved from something, somewhere, sometime. Mormonism says that Jesus actually started out as a human and then achieved godhood through good deeds. And all the rest of us are achieving godhood. If we do enough good deeds, then we will achieve godhood too. Hinduism believes in many gods. They have over 33 million gods. And not one of them is a personal god that you can have a personal relationship with. If you see some of the idols in India, they are the ugliest, scariest things you'd ever want to see. One's called Shiva, the god of death. And they're distorted looking, with cobras and snakes and things coming out all over the place. I mean, if I'm going to get into idolatry, I want something that's pretty. I want something that looks better than I look. How about you?
Amen. I trust that you are being immensely blessed by this uplifting and gracious message, the greatest offer ever made. John 3:16 is the greatest story ever told about the greatest offer ever made by the greatest person who ever lived. It expresses in one verse the irreducible love of God, and it all comes down to one thing. He loved us even when we didn't know him. Paul wrote in the Ephesians that his prayer was that we would know the width, the length, the depth, and the height of the love of God that is past knowing. Is this a paradox? No, because the more you come to know the love of God, the more there is to know. In this carefully structured teaching, we will see by examining every phrase of John 3:16, the unsearchable riches of God's love to whosoever will. And in this day of rising false messiahs, we must know there is only one Savior, one Redeemer, one Lord, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Either he was a liar, a lunatic, or he is Lord as he said. He stands alone on the pages of history, the only way, truth, and life. I really hope that you will order this message and consider sharing it with someone who is in danger of perishing. Yes, even the greatest story ever told bears a warning of judgment. And for every whosoever in your life who thinks that he or she is outside of the circle of God's love and forgiveness, or who appears to be just unconvicted about their need for a Savior, this stirring delivery will surely strike the hidden chord of their heart's deepest need. It is available on CD and audio cassette for your love gift to the radio ministry of $10 or more. Ask for offer SK141 CD for the CD or SK141T for the audio tape. Please send your request and orders to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or go online at rghardy.org.